Mariner Books and Harper Audio present To Rescue the Constitution, George Washington and the Fragile American Experiment by Brett Baer with Catherine Whitney. This is Brett Baer. For all who seek common ground in the unifying principles in this book that have made our country great from the beginning. A note about the text. In many instances, the punctuation and grammar in correspondence and documents have been modernized to reflect current practices. These minor edits are designed to make the text more accessible while reflecting the original intent. Introduction. Our Common Ground. In the assembly room at Independence Hall in Philadelphia, the ghosts of the framers spring to life from 1787. Their presence is in the woodwork. While I was writing this book, immersing myself in the life of George Washington and the work of the Constitutional Convention, I visited the scene, feeling like a time traveler from the future. I couldn't resist wondering what I and my fellows from the 21st century would have had to say had we been there to join the constitutional debate. I wondered what we could have told them as they grappled with the fundamental constitutional issues. How might we have improved upon what they created? The Constitution and the levers of government were ever present for me during the year 2022, reminding me of our purpose and rituals as a nation. I thought again of the framers on June 13th, as I stood on the floor of the U.S. Senate, preparing for an important debate. 100 desks were arrayed in tiers before me. The gallery above was filled with spectators. The chamber, with its vibrant color scheme of red and blue, was lit up. Yet the setting, so familiar to television viewers, was off-limits to journalists. In truth, I wasn't on the actual Senate floor that day. I was standing in an exact replica of the Senate chamber at the Edward M. Kennedy Institute in Boston. I was there to host a debate between two senators, both of whom assured me that the replica was so exact that it felt like home. The senators, political and ideological rivals, Bernie Sanders and Lindsey Graham, had agreed to debate the economy at the invitation of the Senate Project, a coalition of the Bipartisan Policy Center, the Orrin G. Hatch Foundation, and the Edward M. Kennedy Institute for the United States Senate. I was mic'd up and ready to go. The intro music could be heard over the speakers, and animated graphics for the special presentation filled the TV screens on either side of the chamber. The red light on the camera facing me flicked on, and the floor director quickly pointed to me to start. "Good afternoon from the Edward M. Kennedy Institute in Boston," I began. "We are joined today by a live audience inside the Institute's full-size replica of the United States Senate, some 450 miles north of the nation's capital, for a special debate. I'm Brett Baer." It was to be the first in a series of Oxford-style debates designed to see if agreement could be found among even the most entrenched partisans, to try to rekindle the Senate's tradition of collegial debate. The goal was to foster a discussion based on principles, not politics, much like the example of bipartisan bridge building set by Massachusetts Democratic Senator Ted Kennedy and Utah Republican Senator Orrin Hatch. Their relationship was the model. In the 1990s and early 2000s, the staunchly conservative Mormon Orrin Hatch and the freewheeling liberal Edward Ted Kennedy, sometimes referred to as the odd couple and strange bedfellows, rose above their extensive differences when they found issues they could agree on. Together, they ushered in the Americans with Disabilities Act, the Children's Health Insurance Program, and other important legislation. Though they could face off in fiery debate on the Senate floor, their close friendship endured. The timing of the Sanders-Graham debate was meaningful for me. I was in the process of completing this book, and my mind was filled with stories of the debates at the Constitutional Convention.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?